Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Summer House OG because we got Summer House Martha's Vineyard back.
Yeah, we are just doing originals and their spinoffs.
I know. Yeah, just Vanderpump the Valley, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Wow. I kind of like that.
Love it. Yeah.
It's like the A team, B team, but like really the B team is pretty strong. And honestly, when we're talking about Summer House, I would rather be talking about Martha's Vineyard right now because it's just so much more lighthearted. I don't know. It's just not as dark as this season of Summer House is. And yeah. Honestly, has been the last few seasons anyways. It hasn't been that, you know, but this is dark.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen some shit go on Summer House before, but this is like for you're almost like covering your eyes and your ears because like you don't it's bad.
Yeah, I see Lindsay so different, and it's unfortunate because I keep trying to find moments where I'm like, okay, there's Lindsay, you know, and maybe it's just like the stress of this wedding, and I don't know, but there's so much that I'm seeing that's coming off. I mean, I don't want to say Paige is right, but a lot of what Paige was saying before of this, I mean, because I do think that they cared about each other and they loved each other. I don't think that they were together for the show at all. Like, that's where I don't think Paige was right. But meaning, like, just like how, I don't know how to explain it, but like how Lindsay kind of wants to paint like this good picture, you know, but it's, she's the gaslighter, honestly, is what it is. I mean, she's calling Carl a gaslighter, but and saying that she's like Scandoval. And it's like, are you trying to be Ariana? Like, it's almost like she feels their relationship being a big deal and almost feels so cocky about it that nothing, like anything she says, nothing's going to happen. And Carl made something happen.
When we first heard the news of this and that he did this on camera, we both said, like, that's fucked up. It makes a lot more sense to me now because there's a lot of shit that went on off camera that he needed to really be like, I need producers, camera, and everyone else to kind of see the truth. So it must have been really freaking hard for him to do that, but I can see it now.
I can too. And it's also like, I mean, Lindsay has literally doubted your sobriety on camera how many times now? You know, like, how real are we going to be if we're not going to? And it sounded like from Carl that it wasn't like he was going in to call off the engagement, it was to push back the wedding, you know, like not to like break up, but you know, and she just, you know, I think probably go, I see that Carl is trying though, and that's what's wild. I thought that it was going to be a situation of he really blindsided her, you know, like that's what she's still saying, that, you know, maybe, and I can't say how she feels, but for her to be blindsided, which she had to be from how she's acting, that she really can't tell that what's about to happen from all of this.
In her mind, she really can be blindsided, yeah. But there's also a bit of reality to it too, you know, which it's, and I'm not even doubting, there could be times where Carl is probably like a dick to her, but the way you react isn't, if it's someone that you truly care about and want to be in a healthy relationship, you don't come back with an even lower blow. That's where Lindsay is losing so many people instead of saying, hey, you made me feel this way and it makes me sad. It's you're on drugs, or if he really is smoking weed, yes, technically it's a drug, but that's like a, when you say that word, you're making everyone else think it's the harder drugs that he actually had a substance abuse issue with. Because you're not saying like, well, you're smoking weed. She's saying drugs because she knows it's gonna cause something.
I feel like she walked it back to the weed, like, 'cause she was saying, oh, are you on drugs? Like, it was drugs, 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 right? And then once people started being like, like, or stop accusing me of doing drugs, and like, hey, like, you really shouldn't say that. She started being like, well, I mean, you do smoke weed, right? Like, oh, were you not smoking weed? It's like, okay, then say that. But like, don't, it's not the same. So, and if you have a problem with that, then y'all got another issue too. Like, like there's, and the fact that he's even having to say, I'm not, I didn't even smoke today. Like, I'm not high today, like that shouldn't even matter. You're not high on the substances, like you said, that you were addicted to that were killing you.
She's using these words that are very like volatile and that are really gonna like cause a reaction where it could have been approached way better. And the fact that she's really not seeing that is concerning.
What else is concerning is honestly her excessive drinking. I
Well,
mean, I
she's
say
never
that
sober
about
when
a
she
lot of them,
causes
but
this.
do what?
She's never sober when she,
No.
starts these fights.
Which is also what Carl has said too, and it's like she's like, oh, so you're gonna talk about my drinking. Well, I'm gonna talk about you smoking weed. It's like it's not the same.
Well,
And also you don't have a like an addiction. Well, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
and everyone's had times where you're in a fight and you're like, we've been drinking. This is not the time to talk about it. And I feel like that's what Carl also was trying to say is, you're drunk. Let's literally not have this conversation while you're drunk. And she took it as, well, you're accusing me. And it's not what he was saying. Just everyone else having a sober conversation is a lot more productive,
Yeah, it's honestly just really disappointing. And even you got Kyle and Amanda, who Kyle's over here saying how he respects how much effort Carl and Lindsay are putting into their, relationship. And like they have these moments like where they're together where it feels like, oh, you all are actually rooting for them, but they're not really helping them. But I thought that was interesting that he said that he respects how much effort they're putting into their relationship, like by going to couples therapy, which we'll get into them. We're gonna talk about them too. But yeah, I'm just really disappointed about this. And honestly, I had like an epiphany with this whole sober dry bar idea, because. So my partner likes to cook, and he always says that he wants to have like a little food truck. And we live somewhere where our area is it's commercially zoned too. And so he's like always says it, and I always poo-poo it. Like I'm always like, oh my goodness, like that would be so much work. Like I don't want to do like come like no, that just. Like, I know that's so much. When I watched this, I literally, like, oh my goodness. I went to work because it was in the morning before work, and I was driving on my way to work, and I was thinking, like, I gotta text Jake and tell him he can have a food truck. And so I got to work and I texted him. I was like, You should totally get a food truck. I actually brought it up to my coworkers in a meeting. I was like, you know, I just had this on my mind. And they were like, he should tell me if he wants to get a food truck. I was like, I am like the worst. But like, so look, I can understand where Lindsay's coming from of like, yo. But also not even, I mean, they got money and they got like means to really do shit like this. They have like a brand, you know. Especially Carl with his sobriety, having a sober bar, a dry bar that has really good food. And that is a sports bar. I mean, like that, there is, it's, you know, that's cool. So I was disappointed that Lindsay also didn't even though, like when they showed the flashback or whenever just knocking it down. It's, but I also understand Lindsay because I'm like, I would not be about, it's like, that's your partner. I mean, that's your
Yeah,
husband. I get it.
I understand it. I think there's also a way to gently have
Yes.
a
Yes.
conversation to maybe steer it not
Yeah.
to do it, him not to do it, but I mean,
Especially when he's like needing some type of
yeah.
guidance here, like, you know, just can't be doing that. So it honestly, the Lindsay and Carl of it all, it just sucks, but it's okay.
Yeah.
What do we think they're gonna do at the reunion? Like, do we think that they're gonna argue because we don't think like Lindsay's gonna own it, or because she still wasn't owning it at Watch What Happens Live, you know, she's still kind of being delusional. And did you watch What Happens Live with Carl?
I did.
He was on with, oh my goodness, who was he on with? Who was it? Oh, I cannot
This
remember.
one's fucking Trishelle.
Oh, it was Trishelle. And she was really anti-Carl, very
Which,
keen Lindsay.
I'm not totally surprised, but also usually the guests always just kind of feel like they have to.
I
So I give
know.
her a little bit of respect, like, oh, okay.
Because
You've
she was
done.
in the first chair and she just won her first show and she's got her big head. And I bet you she must be friends with Lindsay of some, I don't know. She's like, Lindsay's my girl. I don't know. But she
Well,
was really like, poor, like Carl looked uncomfortable. Like, at multiple times when she's like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. No, you shouldn't have done that, Carl, even
I
after
am
everything, or, you know, just
team Lindsay, but I still need to see how it plays out. And it's like
you've seen, I've seen enough. I saw enough
most
after episode
people,
one.
we were team Lindsay, and now I'm like, holy shit, like these are some,
Yeah, it's hard
yeah.
to like even follow her right now. Like seeing her posting pictures, I'm like, no, you should be posting an actual video of you apologizing to Carl, because this is just, this ain't it. Okay, let's move on from Lindsay and Carl because get that out of the way. That sad shit. Oh, sorry. Last thing, the sex life shit, like how it ended. Like how they're like they're talking about their sex lives with each other, which Amanda's a liar. I don't believe for a second that her and Kyle were ever really doing that every day. Even on their
Absolutely
breakfast.
not.
Like just because she was coming over late night, like no. I thought that whole conversation was really weird. Mostly like Lindsay was weird. Lindsay just been really weird this season.
Well, you know, even she's kind of, I mean, not kind of, but we've seen her take the digs at Carl, like to his face. The way I thought this season was gonna play out, that, you know, because everyone kept saying, you know, you're gonna understand why, and Lindsay was blindsided. I mean, she's actively like trashing on the relationship. So,
Too much.
totally not what I was expecting. So I'm like, oh, well, hell yeah, of course they're not gonna get married. These two people, like, I'm not ready to be in a committed relationship with each other by
Yeah,
any
like
means.
she was really like, I can't believe she was talking about Like, oh no, not Carl. Like you could have just been like, because she's wearing a dress and like, oh yeah, Carl will, oh no, rip that off or something like that. But she's like she could have been like, oh yeah, maybe, you know, like she could have just said something stupid. But no, you have to know that's not, no, Carl's not, he's not sexual. He's not really intimate like that. And you know, I'm really, it's like, okay. It was just too much. And I don't know. I don't know what's up with her. And I wonder if it is like just the wedding stuff that's like really making her, it feels almost like self-destructive. Like you're making everything a million times worse. Like
I
you're
mean,
actually causing all of this.
we've seen this before with her. The only one that she maybe wasn't as self-destructive was Everett, because Everett was also didn't want to be in a relationship.
Or
But I mean,
even Carl, old Carl,
yeah, I mean,
cooking Carl, as she called him. My God.
the season where they were the in the house the whole time. They couldn't leave. Stravi catered in their first date
It
or
wasn't good
whatever he
enough.
did.
That's
And
it.
she's like, oh, that's it. We used to go on vacations. He's like, well, what? Can't the world shut down?
She's also like,
So,
it's
I
our
mean,
anniversary. I was expecting, like, more
but we've seen
just,
her like, yeah, I don't know.
yeah,
It's sad.
it is sad. Okay, let's talk about something a little bit lighter, like
Okay.
Wes and Sierra. What are
I'm
you
digging
thinking?
them.
I am too. Like, I've never liked Sierra so much. She's
Yeah.
so happy around him. Like, I like what he's bringing out of her. I like how she's, I like the side of her that I'm seeing.
Well, I feel like he's bringing out kind of like a goofy
Yeah.
side of her, which
He's actually funny.
I don't know if we talked about this in previous ones or I can't keep up, but when she's like, I've dated funny guys before, and they flash
Bleh.
back to Austin, like,
Bleh.
honey, no, he is not funny.
Like,
Not funny at all.
that's funny. Like, no, Wes is funny. I'm like, get them on Watch What Happens Live. You know,
Yes.
at least I one of them, and then the other one in the crowd, like the
Yeah.
audience, or as the, you know, come on. I don't know. But I'm here for them. I can't tell if they are still. I don't know. I don't know anything, but I'm here for it. I'm enjoying it.
Same.
What about Craig and Paige and
I like can't believe that I'm saying this, but Craig has probably been like the best transformation of like anyone on. He's like actually seems like he's growing up.
yeah, Paige raised him, you know, these last few years, and now she's raised him to where he's okay if they don't end up together. Thanks, Paige. You've really got me ready for my wife, my future wife that's here in Charleston.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Paige wants at this point. Like, I'm not saying that she needs to move to Charleston, but I feel like there is still a way for you all to really move this forward and be, but I'm not getting that she even really wants it for real. I don't know what they're doing. I know they like each other, but I just don't see her ever going to Charleston. I don't know if they'll ever have the both like separate places. He wants a family now. He wants to get married now. I don't know.
He's building, or he's built,
An empire,
remodeled
his pillow empire.
this gorgeous house in Charleston.
Oh
He's
yeah.
not giving that up to be in some tiny ass apartment in New York.
And pay
Sorry, not happening.
$10,000, $12,000.
Yeah.
Like, weren't you just talking about Carl and Lindsay and how much they were spending on their rent together?
Yeah. I
Which
was
was,
amazed.
I think, less than what she's paying. So
It was a lot, which is like it's insane to
it's
me
insane how much money they freaking have. I'm like,
We're
oh,
from the
cool.
also we're from the Midwest, like that shit doesn't cost that much. where we live.
No.
But
God.
yeah, I mean, I don't really know what Paige wants. But I think it's really awesome to see Craig saying, you know what? I'm not gonna wait around forever, but I mean, I'll be sad if this ends, but also I know what I want now.
Yeah, I am kind of with Kyle on like that's kind of weird to say. Like
Oh,
about like when
yes.
you're like I am happy about that because I felt like at the beginning it was like he would have been like lost in a mess and on into a drunken stupor, you know, who knows? Probably still would, but he I don't know, it's really weird that he would say that though. Like if you feel confident in your relationship and like where you all are where you want to go with it, that you're even like thinking about like, yeah, well, it could really not work out. So I gotta start making sure I'm gonna be okay with it. You know, it's really weird.
It is.
But that's Craig and Paige. I don't
But like, and then when I see them together, like they have really great chemistry, like on
Yeah.
screen together too.
I think it's literally just the locations, you know? I wish I could find like what's a good happy medium place that has like, you know, or just have two homes. Y'all can pay this. Like, come on. Just
Right.
both try like you have two homes. You know, you have your weekend home, you have your week home or whatever, you know, or on and off. And also, I felt like Paige could do her job from anywhere.
Yeah, she can.
Okay. What about Kyle and Amanda?
In ways, I'm surprised that they've made it this long, but then also I'm not surprised too.
They're procrastinators. They told us they
And
put
they
it all
just
off. You know, they're going to put off getting
kind of
divorced until they
just
absolutely hate each
settled.
other. I was shocked that Kyle was the one to suggest them getting back into couples therapy. And Amanda was like, no. I'm PMSing right now, but ask me later and maybe I'll say yes.
If you want to go to therapy, you can do it. Like, can you, let's say roles were reversed, Amanda would be sobbing about it. I mean, good for Kyle. I mean, at least he's kind of putting the effort that he wants this
Yeah,
kind of work.
seriously, I was shocked. I was really, and just like when he was saying how he respects like the effort that Carl and Lindsay were putting into their communication and getting it better, I was like, oh, okay. And then he goes into like, I feel like I want us, you know, we procrastinate. We just push our problems away. Like, I want us to get better. And she's like, all like, yeah. But then doesn't want to do what you need to do.
Well, and everyone kind of said it was a bad idea to get into, a business with your partner. Especially this, I mean, there
She's
are
an entrepreneur, like times 10.
There are couples that do that, and those are two people that are passionate about,
The
being in
same
business
thing, you
together.
know, but
Yeah.
this is not.
This isn't it at all. You have one person that's pretty passionate about it, because literally that's been his adult life, and one who will be fine without doing it because she's gonna be okay.
Well, because she's wants the house in New Jersey, and with the kids, and where her parents will bring cocktails. I'm like, Kyle does not want to be hanging out with your parents. You out away from the city, away from it, he's always gonna probably want the apartment in the city. I just don't. It's almost like a Paige and Craig thing, you know? It's like you all knew what you were getting into. Like you all, I mean, Craig and Paige are not married, so whatever. But like, I mean, how much longer are we gonna ride this one out now that she wants to move, get a place out in New Jersey? And once she gets that place, that's when things are gonna be really bad because she's gonna stay there and he's gonna be in the city. And then they'll get together for summer.
Oh, it's gonna be so bad.
Yeah, her and the dog. So I don't know. I don't see
Well,
them lasting long. And they've only been married for like 2, 3 years. I don't know, 2 years.
even the dinner where Kyle did make a bad joke about Jesse hitting on
Paige.
Paige in front of Craig, in front of everyone. Yeah, it made things uncomfortable, but the
I don't
way that
remember the joke. What was the joke?
or not a joke, but he said something like, because Jesse went on a couple of dates that week. He's like, well, you knew Paige was in a relationship and like you still continued to hit on her. Yes, it made things uncomfortable. Craig kind of played it off well, which old Craig, oh my Lord.
Yeah, who knows? Well, you would have been folded. Yeah.
The fact that this ruined Amanda's night and pretty much everyone else's because she couldn't stop bitching about it and crying about it. Everyone keeps talking about it. Everyone talked about it for 5 minutes after because it was at dinner. Like, get over it, girl. It wasn't that big of a deal.
I
I
clearly
mean,
forgot about it. I
yeah.
remember her reaction, but I couldn't even remember what it was from. But yeah, that's, yeah, Amanda's Amanda. And I don't really know what they have in common at all. Like their
Didn't,
humor's not the
I
same.
mean, didn't Danielle ask him last year, do all you guys have is Lover Boy?
Yeah, and she doesn't even like give a fuck about Loverboy. She
Yeah.
doesn't even want to work for Loverboy anymore. And I'm told, like, I get Amanda because, like, yeah, if I didn't have to fucking work, I wouldn't fucking work. You know, like, if I had,
Wouldn't
if
we all,
made
you
enough
know?
money where one of us didn't have to work, like, you damn straight, one of us ain't working, you know, or working less. But I'm also like, you knew, like they both knew, like you knew Kyle was a go-getter, a workaholic. He was like, they were bitching about how he was on her ass with work stuff while she wasn't ever working. And like, it's still the same shit. That's what we always say every episode. It's always the same shit between Kyle
Well,
and Paige.
every summer in Winterhouse, they've been in a rocky place.
And it looks like next week, this week is no different. Because it looks like she's real mad, and I don't know why, at Kyle, but she is pissed. So I'm curious to see what sparks that. But
Yeah.
how are we feeling though about the season?
I'm liking it. I mean, as much as like the sad like Carl stuff, but this is like the first time in a while where we've actually seen like the whole cast like kind of interacting together, playing
Yes.
games, doing stuff. Like
Yes.
that's what it used to be, and that's why we liked the show. You know, of course we love all the drama, but I also don't want to watch a show where half the people don't like each other.
Yeah, where they're all split up and in different rooms because, like, split up and all in one room or all in the living room. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, Sierra and Wes being a thing is helping pull her out of the bed and out with people. All of them being together and actually talking to Lindsay this season, even though at this point I wouldn't be talking to her. But and also like Jesse's great. He's still a
I
great
do like
addition.
him.
I really like him. I like that he was hitting on Paige. I'm fine with it. Craig would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Single and Paige was with him, you know, like got it. He was respectful. He's not doing anything else, you
Yeah.
know.
He wasn't really like putting a move on her, you know.
Yeah, I loved the camping. That was cute.
That was
It
so
was
much fun.
fun. I like how it showed everyone leaving the next morning, like trickling out. Yeah, it's a good season. It's just, ugh, I know it's only gonna get darker and darker, and I'm just like preparing myself because we're also gonna have the reunion and all that. Like, we're only on episode. Oh, like that was.
Well, and we're supposed to have, I know they filmed some after shows,
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, but we haven't
but
gotten
we'll
any of
see.
those. Okay, so we are also going to be rehashing Summer House Martha's Vineyard, which I'm very excited to talk about, but I want to do another rewatch. So I'm gonna do a rewatch, not another rewatch, a rewatch, and we'll do that sometime. And we just podcasted Vanderpump Rules and The Valley yesterday. I actually have, like, not yesterday, that was whatever day, Monday. I actually have more thoughts now on all of that. Oh, because you know why? Because the episode last night was nuts. We were texting from top
We
two.
usually don't talk about it until the podcast, but
Top tier.
it was
Chef's kiss.
honestly, that episode felt like it was 2 hours long,
Yes, it was so long
but it wasn't
feeling.
enough either at
No.
the same time.
Did you watch the after show?
Yes, I did, and I got more angry.
Me too. Okay. Well, we'll save those thoughts. But anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.